We're in pursuit.
Welcome back to The Last Known. This is the podcast where we dive into the missing people and we try to spotlight that and hopefully jar someone's memory. So today, I know we haven't been posting on here. We're going to try to have more of a regular schedule. So today, we're going to talk about the disappearance of Diane Lynn Medicine Horse. So we're dive into the mysterious disappearance of Diane Lynn Medicine Horse. At the time of her disappearance, she was 26 years old, a member of the Crow tribe in Montana, who vanished on September 28, 1981, from Crow Agency, Montana. And despite the passage of time, Diane's case remains unsolved, leaving her family with decades of unanswered questions. Her story is part of a broader national crisis, the epidemic of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Like so many others, Diane's case was slow to be investigated, and leads have long since grown cold. So what can we be done now to renew the attention of her case? What can we do? Who was Diane Medicine Horse? Listen, Diane Lynn Medicine Horse was born on December 29th, 1954. She was affectionately known by her family and friends as Tiny. She stood at 5 feet 2 inches and her weight approximately 135 pounds. She was known for being deeply connected to her family and her Crow community. And while she experienced personal struggles, including periods of alcohol use, Diane wasn't someone who would simply walk away from her life permanently, especially without contacting those closest to her. Her sisters described her as a fun, loving, independent, and adventurous person. However, her past struggles may have influenced how law enforcement handled or mishandled her case. On the night of September 28, 1981, Diane was seen in the front yard of her uncle's residence in Crow Agency, Montana. According to reports, she had dropped someone off, though sources have differed on who this was. Some reports say she dropped off a child, while others suggest it was her father. This is a small inconsistency that has never been clarified, but it remains important who she was last with and where they last saw her could hold a key to understanding what happened next. After dropping off this person, Diane drove away in her white car. That was the last confirmed sighting of her. After she dropped child or her father off and she drove off, that was the last confirmed sighting. She was never seen or heard from again. One of the troubling aspects of Diane's case is how long it took for authorities to even acknowledge she was missing. And unlike other cases where a missing person's family immediately sounds the alarm, Diane's situation was a little different. Her absence wasn't reported for nearly a month until October 23rd, 1981. You're probably asking why. So Diane had a history of disappearing for short periods due to struggles with alcohol. Her family believed she had simply dropped out of life for a while and would return. So they weren't overly concerned at that point. So law enforcement had no sense of urgency due to her personal struggles. It wasn't until her mother passed away on October 23rd, 1981, that her sisters realized something was terribly wrong. Diane would never have missed her mother's funeral. That was the moment they knew something happened. Investigation and challenges, and unfortunately, by the time Diane's disappearance was officially reported, critical time had been lost. In missing person cases, the first 24 to 48 hours are crucial. Leads are fresh, memories are clearer, and physical evidence is easier to find. But Diane's case was reported nearly a month later, making an already difficult investigation even harder. No organized searches were conducted. Few witnesses were ever questioned. Her white car was never recovered. Law enforcement provided little public information about their efforts to locate her. And by the time the authorities were ready to take action, there was little left to investigate. Unanswered questions. Decades later, Diane's family is still haunted by questions that have never been answered. Did Diane make it home that night, or did something happen along the way? If she was harmed, who was responsible? Why didn't law enforcement act sooner? Did someone close to her know more than they admitted? Could her case be linked to other missing Indigenous women in Montana? These unanswered questions highlight a larger problem: the systematic failure in investigating missing Indigenous women's cases, the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Diane's case is far from unique. In fact, Indigenous women are 10 times more likely to be murdered than non-Indigenous women in the United States. The MMW movement has brought awareness to the long-standing crisis, advocating for better law enforcement coordination in missing person cases, increased resources for investigators, and more accountability from media outlets to cover these stories. In 2016, the National Crime Information Center reported that 5,712 Native women and girls were missing, yet the U.S. Department of Justice database only listed 116 cases. This gap in reporting and investigating leaves families like Diane's without answers, without justice, and without closure. Community efforts and advocacy, and despite decades passing, Diane's family and the Crow community have not stopped searching for answers. They have held vigils in her memory. They have raised awareness on social media, and they have pushed for better law enforcement action on MMW cases. Their persistence is a reminder that no case is truly cold as long as people continue to seek the truth. Listen, someone out there knows what happened to Diane Medicine Horse. They just haven't come forward. Diane Lynn Medicine Horse case remains open but unsolved. It is unsolved. Her name is listed in a missing persons database, but few new leads have emerged. If you have any information about Diane's disappearance, you can contact the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Unit at 1-833-560-2065. The Montana Department of Justice at 406, area code 444-3654. I'll have the numbers and the link on the bottom below. Even the smallest detail could be the key to solving this case. Listen, Diane Medicine Horse, she was a daughter, a sister, a member of a strong, resilient community. Her story is not just about a missing woman. It's about countless Indigenous women whose cases remain ignored. By sharing Diane's story, we honor her memory and demand action for all the missing, murdered Indigenous women. I will have links. I will have phone numbers. So thank you for joining us on The Last Known. Thank you so much.